Turning now to the latest news in sports. Arguably the best prospect in Major League Baseball is scheduled to make his debut today. Steven Strasburg of the Washington Nationals can now call himself a Major League pitcher as he is set to face the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. For more on this, we turn, of course, to our sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Ibrahim, what is so fabulous about this young man?
Well, of course, he can throw a fastball that's about 100 miles an hour, which is pretty darn fast. And his curveball is pretty good as well. But the key thing is that he throws in the zone, and he's been able to handle the pressure of being this highly touted phenom extremely well.
And remind us when they got him and what's his background.
So last year, he came out of San Diego. He came out of college first, but then he played in the minors. He's playing in the minors now. So he was a first draft pick last year. He's been playing in the minors for a little bit of the time this year, and now they're bringing him up.
And what does it mean for the Nationals, which is a team that has not traditionally done all that well since it came around this time?
Well, first of all, this season he's been 7-2. He's been a 1.30 ERA, 65 strikeouts.
In the minors.
In the minors, yeah. Correct. This is between 1A and AAA. So he's done extremely well, I think, in the minors, performed well.
Still, that's a fuzzy little X-ray going on.
All right. Well,
this is important, though, that they're bringing him up also because he's got a $15.1 million contract. So he's a major investment.
Wow.
So you don't want to keep this guy who's this major investment in the minors for too long.
Is that for how many years, that 15?
That's a four-year contract.
4 years. Okay, fine.
So then the other piece of it is that it's for a team like the Nationals, of course, they haven't had an incredible – they've had 200 loss seasons back-to-back. So he's an incredible thing, you know, to come in and bring some attention.
In other words, they could use him.
Well, they could.
The pressure is on the poor kid.
Yeah.
Well, the pressure is on, but tonight's going to be an interesting night. They play the Pirates, and we'll get into the lineup later, but there's a guy on the Pirates, Andrew McCutchen, who's only 2 years older than Strasburg, who has the eighth-best average in the National League. That's going to be a really interesting matchup. I think of all the matchups tonight, those two presumably will be playing against each other for years and battling against each other.
Pittsburgh Pirates are a AAA team.
And watching very closely tonight, which we know, will be our guy in Washington, Todd Zwillick. Hi, Todd.
Hey, how's it going, Lynn?
Well, I gather you're pretty excited about this new pitcher, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody here is. Here's the thing. We don't get a lot to cheer about down at Nationals Park. We don't have any perfect games being thrown. You know, dare I say, it's not even Detroit or Philly. We don't have a really deep bullpen here. And everybody's really excited about Steven Strasburg. And it's really interesting. You know, this is primary day across the country, 12 states in primaries. This is the local economy of Washington, D.C. Now, normally you would have all the political operatives watching the races and maybe following a Nationals game on the BlackBerry. Maybe. And I think tonight's going to be exactly the opposite. I think everybody's going to be at the ballpark watching the game, maybe checking some of the results from Nevada and South Carolina and Arkansas at the BlackBerry, you know, seventh inning stretch. That's about it. Everybody wants to see this kid pitch. We're 27-31. We're in the ditch again under 500.
Oh,
we got to get
thing.
Up above 500.
It's a baseball desert there, and you go up north to the Orioles, and it's even worse.
Exactly.
May I just say, before I know Ibrahim has a lot more to add here, but there are those of us in this studio who have been very concerned that this guy is now just another pitcher to mess us up with the Mets. You know?
Well, okay, this is the thing. They're only going to have him pitch probably for about 100 innings this season. So his 17th start, potentially, if that ends up going down like that, could be against the Mets. So at some point you could have him. And if the Nationals end up in a playoff race, they might curtail him back. You're only going to see him for about six innings tonight. He'll only have about 80 pitches. So people will have to curb their enthusiasm for
right.
Steven Strasburg.
So Todd, get
a
back
bit.
To the elections.
Exactly.
All right. Now, quickly, Ibrahim, Nationals had first pick again.
Correct.
This year. They got another phenom?
Without a doubt, they got Bryce Harper. He's 17 years old. He's out of the College of Southern Nevada. He's hit 417. He's had 21 homers. This kid is amazing. He's 17 years old, and he also is another one who's exceptional because he's also handled the pressure very well. He's been very cool and calm under the pressure. He's going to probably come up early in the next 2 years and be a disaster in the league, yeah.
All right, give us a prediction for tonight's game.
Well, I mean, definitely the Pirates are going to be whiffing left and right. They're going to be trying to hit early in the strike zone because they don't want to strike out. So they're going to swing, and they're going to look like idiots against this guy who's throwing 100 miles per hour.
All right,
we will drag you in here tomorrow if that does not happen. Yeah.
Take your choice, ladies and gentlemen. Is it elections or is it the phenom? We'll talk about it tomorrow. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.